The Impractical Jokers.
Where's the link, guy?
It's up. It's up. Did you watch the Impractical Jokers movie? You don't like them, do you?
I never really got like into them.
You just don't like humor in general. Like last week, I learned you never seen Ted. Someone calling already? Good Jesus!
Who do we have? John.
Who's this?
Super ugly.
Yo.
Yeah, who's this, Johnny?
Yeah.
Look at you, Johnny, on the spot.
Yeah, what the hell's going on here? We didn't even start this mug.
Yeah, I think we did.
No, we did start, but we didn't start.
The intro didn't even go on yet.
We're just stuck on the intro.
You're fucking good. You were good, my friend.
So what do you want to do? You want to hang out for the intro, Johnny?
Hold on.
Hang out. Let me play this motherfucker.
Super Ugly Show is up and running.
Hell yeah.
This is the Super Ugly Show. Plug
up, man. Ta-da! Hi. Everything in my life now, it kind of like, you know, I guess I'm going to have to let this off on Tuesday because this is my therapy.
I'm with you.
This is the kind of conversation that
that's what you get.
This is the juicy stuff. All you people that watch a fucking derelict, unintellectual fucking idiots, and I love all you.
I fucking love you, jerks.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
You know how we do. We'll keep you happy.
Yeah. We're gonna make you happy.
And if you have that much of a problem with all this shit that's going on, be Amish. Like, why even step foot into any kind of public if you're gonna be offended by everything?
Let's do this. Me and you, bud.
He said that he wished my plane crashed.
Who said that?
You did.
Did I?
Yes.
You just want to enjoy the entertainment of people's misery. We all do. It's fun.
Dude, you're the biggest asshole.
I love you, though. I really do.
It's a nice day, and the butterflies are flying around. I love
people. You just put Scarface and Harry and Henderson in the same fucking bracket. Dude, am I going fucking insane? Am I fucking nuts? Am I in a fucking nut house right now?
Well, I can answer that, Rich. You are in a nut house because you're at the Super Ugly Show. And we're just fucking nutty.
Yes.
Aren't we, John?
Yeah.
We're here.
What's up?
Live.
Like fucking Bruce Wayne when the joke is in. You want to get nuts?
What's up? How you guys doing?
How you doing, sweetie? You're not here because you might be coronavirus.
No, I'm thinking I'm fine now.
Yeah, but you told me you're in and out of hospitals, so
I haven't been, though. I've been like, I know, I'm still working, man. It's fucking ridiculous. I mean, it's not ridiculous, but it's ridiculous.
John, we got the Vice Dark Side of the Ring Brawl for Roll episode tonight. You going to be watching that?
I'll watch it tomorrow, but
the boss is on heavy.
The fight things are good. Those are good.
Oh, dude, that Benoit one was fucking amazing.
Oh, was it?
Yo, did you get a little... you probably didn't, but did you get, like, a little choked up a little watching that?
No. The one thing I did take from it is, as a father, like, especially, like, with a son, like, I can't imagine that what went through that poor kid's head. Like, your dad is your protector, you know what I mean? And for the whole time being, his dad was big bad wrestler Chris Benoit, you know, I'm sure he was great up until that point. And then all of a sudden you wake up, possibly because he did drug him, but imagine he wakes up and he's just smothering in his dad's chest and just like, why is this happening? Like, you're supposed to protect me, like, you're hurting me, you know what I mean? Like, that to me is the most fucked up, like, thought of that poor kid. His last thoughts is, my protector is the one doing the most damage to me.
He killed my brother and my stepmother.
Well, he didn't kill his brother. He was the only kid dead.
Well, I'm, you know,
the other kid.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the kid that was being killed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He had that kid, so, well, that's why he probably, obviously.
Wasn't that kid a waterhead, too? Wasn't there something up with that kid?
What? No, I think there was like, he was like, special or something.
He was, right, because his head was kind of bulbous.
Yeah, I think something was wrong with him.
There was, right, like with Jason Kidd's son. You know how Jason Kidd's son's got that weird head?
He had like a growth problem or something.
There was something there.
You got a growth problem.
He does have a growth problem. He does. Oh my God. He only grows width. He doesn't grow length.
Yeah, yeah, for some reason. Except my dick.
Same with his penis.
Grow at all.
His, his penis is just wide.
His penis is like a tuna can, but it's as long as a fucking light switch.
Yeah, it's a flat stump.
Exactly. Yeah, like fucking peel it back to piss.
But yeah, the boss is going to be on heavy on that one because he was behind that whole Brawl for All, and I'm sure he's going to get a lot of heat after tonight's episode.
Is he on that? Who is like, somebody?
No, he's on it. He's on it.
Vince is on it.
Yeah, Vince is on it. So for
what
all the
with WrestleMania anyway, real quick.
Do you really want to even?
I just want to know real quick. I don't want a big thing on it.
It was all right.
I seen that it was done like a movie or something.
A couple
matches.
What?
You know what? I was going to call you. I want to see how you thought of what you actually thought. I don't care about the. What did you think about like the Undertaker?
Taker and AJ, I thought was cool. At first, it was really weird because it was a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I didn't.
It took a minute for me to actually like get myself out of I'm expecting a ring and all that, and then once I lost that feeling of, you know, of a normal wrestling match or even like a no holds barred type of match and the way it was shot and filmed with the music and stuff, I kind of dug it. I thought it was pretty cool. It was different, and I know everyone's like, he ripped off Matt Hart. No, they ripped off Vampiro and Sting, if anyone really wants to be a historian about it. Okay, Matt Hardy wasn't the first one to do the cinematic thing, and I don't think even Sting and Vampiro probably weren't, but as far as I know, they were.
I didn't like it because it was different, but I mean, I had the same feeling you did. I just was like, what is this?
Yeah, because...
And then I guess I watched it again, it was like different, and I guess all right, but I think they should have did that with Sting and Undertaker instead.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think they blew it. They didn't blow it. I mean, AJ's AJ. AJ's the best in the business right now. You put him in there with fucking... You put him in there with fucking Ryback, that guy's going to give you a five-star match.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much why they did that thing. And then the other one...
That's why
did
that thing.
The other one, it wasn't a match at all. It was a fucking 25-minute promo.
Yeah, it was a weird 25-minute, you know, history of John Cena's career and then some fake things and then a mandible claw. Like, Tina, my 4-year-old daughter, is the biggest Fiend fan. She loves The Fiend. Like, she was waiting. She woke up Saturday because we didn't know what the schedule was. First thing she says to Lewis, she looks at him and goes, it's WrestleMania today! She couldn't wait to see The Fiend. And I was so disappointed that there wasn't a match because she wants to see him in matches.
I think he's beyond the point of a match. I think, you know what I mean? I think he's worth way too much, like, with Hollywood shit. You know what I'm saying? I think if he risks getting hurt, then he's fucked. You know, that's why I thought it was going to be a match too. That's another thing. I wasn't really into it. I didn't even get it until I watched it again. Then I kind of understood everything he was doing.
I mean,
let's proceed then.
Yeah, enough of WrestleMania. It was what it was. I mean, it wasn't the worst thing, and it wasn't the best. It was there.
The matches with no crowd is just ridiculous. It's just, you can't even watch it. I haven't watched it much.
You want to pull up the Facebook? I posted something in the group yesterday.
Okay.
That apparently Corona's cured.
What?
Excuse me. Oh, yeah. You guys didn't know?
No, not at all.
Oh, yeah. This guy, he's got it handled.
Okay.
And he's apparently the answers to our coronavirus.
Okay, where am I going?
Super Ugly Show and Unfiltered Marriage Group right here. And
we're gonna, this America's coming back then.
Oh yeah, like it's done. He fixed everything. This guy legit, you know, he's good.
Okay, and you know, where am I going?
Keep scrolling. Oh, look at that.
Oh my god.
That's pretty good.
The guy's teeth looks like a pack of ribs.
Yeah, it does.
Oh my god. That's he got his teeth fixed.
Fairly accurate. What is that Nicole posted? What is that?
Okay, choose your quarantine house. You got
and it's house, a bunch of people.
Yeah, house one would be Bieber, Pharrell, Kylie
right,
Jenner,
get out
Dr.
of here.
Phil.
I should ban her for a week for putting that in our group. Nicole, if you're watching, you're lucky I'm not banning. Well, I should ban Josh for this. Look, that's you, Rich.
Wait, can we revisit that?
Yeah.
Can we revisit that in a little bit?
No, we don't need to revisit.
I
want to
see that.
Wait, Josh, you little piece of shit. I didn't even see you trying to make fun of me.
Yeah, well, he didn't tag you, did he?
He didn't tag me.
He never does. He does it behind your back.
Because he knows.
Oh, there's a post on here that we all looked at and were like, we don't know what this means, Josh. We'll get to that, too. But keep going. Yeah,
what shit is going on this fucking
page? Oh, you have no idea. Rest in peace, Vic Henley, one of Opie's good friends. He was on his podcast a bunch of time. Opie has had the worst luck in the past, like, 12 months. Between Carl and now Vic. Here we go, this guy. Between Carl and Vic, he's lost two good friends and two podcast, like, heavies in a matter of, like I said, what, 10 months? Not really? Even? Yeah, so rest in peace, Vic Henley, and shout out to Opie, brother. We're sorry for your loss.
I see this.
All right, here we go.
Let me just put it up.
Richie's going to pull something up because apparently this guy, this is what I mean. Like, anyone who supports this man is a fool. You're a fool.
What do they call the what do they
televangelists?
Call televangelists.
Yeah.
You're an absolute fool. If you send him a cent, you're a fucking idiot. You are a moron. Watch what this moron does, Richie.
All right, ready?
Bring it back.
Okay.
Ready? Go ahead.
COVID-19.
COVID-19.
Pause it. Pause it.
The wind of God.
I'm bold, the wind of God.
Dude.
But did you hear all the people behind him repeating after he said, even when he blew, you heard the guys behind him go,
yeah.
Now, keep going. This is a short clip, so.
Look at his eyes.
Yeah, bring it back.
I'm bold, the wind of God.
The wind of God.
On you.
Did you see that smile? Bring it back to the smile.
Yeah.
That smile. Is you just know you're dealing with a fucking snake oil salesman.
He is crazy.
He's crazy, yes. but he's able to fool people.
Yes.
Keep going.
All right, hold on. I just got to bring it back.
Let's get to the smile. You know, yeah, it's only 19 seconds. Look how mad he is at first.
I'm blue. The wind of God.
The wind of God.
That smile is so telling.
You are destroyed forever.
Destroyed.
And you will never be back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He looks like the devil.
Wow,
like he looks like the devil. Now, I mean, I don't know how this is in national news.
No, you know
I mean,
he
it's cured, right? He blew it away. God's breath blew it away.
You ever see what is that horror movie when they wish the Wishmaster?
The Wishmaster,
okay,
yes.
Doesn't he have the same eyes as
he
the
does.
Wishmaster?
He does. You're absolutely right.
Fucked up,
even
man.
Like this part's kind of similar.
Yes, he looks exactly like the Wishmaster demon. It's fucking it's
now,
so similar.
I wanna how do I get involved with like being this guy?
I don't know.
Like I just gotta convince people.
Where do you go to sit there and go to? Like where was?
Okay, this guy would put up he would rent a big place and then put cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
And the amount of people he would get would just like be so overwhelming looking on TV. And when he preached, this guy would get money from all over the fucking world.
Yeah, I don't
know, like T.D. Jakes and those guys.
Like Joel Osteen. That's the most famous one,
I mean,
Joel.
These guys are fucking
now, I don't
monsters.
Know exactly who this guy is, but
he's very popular.
Well, he must be because his video's out at least.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But how do you look at this man and go, yep, this is the guy I want leading me?
He's God's favorite.
He knows exactly what the fuck he's doing. He's got it all the answers. All the answers.
I would never look at this guy and think he has.
I would fucking laugh in his face.
No, I wouldn't even do that. I just want to stay away
and
from him.
And I would just be like,
I'm scared of him.
You're a thief. You're a con artist. And that's what he is.
He's scary.
And under the guise of a man of God. You know what I mean? That's like
the
crazy. No.
He don't give a fuck.
Like, did you watch Righteous Gemstones?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Did you watch that?
No.
Of course not. Now, tell me like you don't watch that and go, that's how. That's 100% accurate. All these guys absolutely behave that way.
Every single one of them. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
What is the deal?
What's up? I've seen a new guy too. He's like Asian looking. For some reason,
did you introduce him? Who's on there?
Oh no, we didn't actually.
That's fine. I'm just a guy over here.
See, Richie invites guests and doesn't fucking even say who he is.
Whatever, he feels at home anyway.
This is John 2.0.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, another John.
You couldn't come in, so we got another John to replace.
We got another John to replace him.
I grew a little
handsome.
Taller and,
taller. Yeah.
A beard.
I didn't mean handsome.
But this was like.
Yeah.
Back to the Righteous Gemstones, real quick. It's a show. Danny McBride's in it. Danny McBride, John Goodman, the kid from Workaholics. It's about this televangelist family, and they all are preachers. The one's like hip to the young crowd. Danny McBride's the middle guy, and the dad's the one who started it all.
Yeah,
John Goodman.
Yeah. Wow, Goodman's in it.
Oh yeah,
oh, it's gonna be,
dude.
That's amazing. Then.
McBride and Goodman. Do I need to say anything?
No,
else?
You don't.
You know?
It's probably amazing.
It's like old school meets new school.
Wow,
they try to
it's so
close.
Good.
A little bit closer. He told me he was a pro, too. You know what I mean? We're 10 minutes in already.
Stroker.
John, you know about the into the mic warnings.
I'm just the guy over here drinking.
But it's a hilarious show. I think it was 10 episodes. Walter Goggins is in it.
Honestly, when you say Goodman, that's all I need.
The guy from...
you might as well say Cruz.
The Hateful Eight, the one who was going to be the sheriff at Red Rock. Mm. He kept saying that. That guy's in it, too.
Cruz.
Yeah,
Tom Cruise. Because everything that Tom Cruise is in, he does perfect in it.
What?
There's a theory here that you never seek out a Tom Cruise movie.
Never.
You never go, I want to watch that Tom Cruise movie.
It.
But when you watch a Tom Cruise movie,
it was amazing.
It's always good.
You can't say you've seen a bad one.
Even The Mummy. People trashed The Mummy. I liked it.
It's still good.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah,
I wasn't like, you know,
it doesn't matter.
Sorry I watched that.
You can't.
Can
think
you think
of,
a bad one? You can't. Can you?
I'm thinking.
You can't.
Yeah, well,
I'll give you
all
show.
Friend.
I'll give you all show.
Yeah, you'll never find one. Tom Cruise. I mean, as much as a fucking.
He went to go watch Days and Thunder. You never seen it. Loved it.
Yeah, of course I did.
It was fucking amazing.
Yeah, and this all started. And I've said it on here before, but this all started with The Last Samurai.
Yes.
Like when I had a beach house in the Hamptons, we had to rent as much movies as you want from Blockbuster. Remember that deal? Mm. So me and my buddy Frankie Balls were just chilling out and we were smoking. We're like, let's go to Blockbuster. We'll get a bunch of movies. So we go there. And we got like 4 out of the 5. So we're like, fuck it. Let's get Last Samurai, whatever.
Yeah.
We put it on. First movie we watched was Last Samurai.
It was the best movie
and
out of all.
Both of us at the end of it were like, what a fucking really good movie. Yeah. Like Last Samurai, I've never watched it again.
Yeah.
Saki! But when I watched it the first time, I was like, that was fucking really good. Like, expecting it to be this ridiculous, like, oh, here's the white guy in Japan.
Yeah, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah. And no, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was good.
Collateral, was Jamie Foxx, Days of Thunder.
Everything. Not Platoon.
Born on the 4th of July, Rain Man, Cocktail, Top Gun.
Yeah.
Fuck. I know. Shit.
What's the one with Ben Stiller and Jack Black?
Tropic Thunder.
Everything.
Oh, he was great in that.
Yes. Listen, see, now he understands.
No, he was good at that.
Edge of Tomorrow?
Because he played a fat fucking guy, right?
Yeah.
Again,
he's a loudmouth.
He was basically playing Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
That was the influence for that role.
It was amazing.
Dude, Edge of Tomorrow, that movie where he keeps dying.
Yes.
Did you ever see that one?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Dude, a fucking another one.
Every good one. John, you can't think of one, can you?
No, yeah, I can't even keep up what you're talking about. You're going too quick.
Mission Impossible 1 through what, 15 now?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And they keep getting better as they go on. And they're not even getting worse. They're getting better.
All right, so this fucking Trevor Angelist.
He's a Trevor Angelist?
Yeah, I don't know.
His name's Trevor. He's a Langelist.
All right, let me bring it back.
COVID-19.
Yo, he's like, set my TikTok up.
Yeah.
Yo, guys, set my TikTok up.
Let's get it. Now, scroll up a little more, because I want to see if we can find this Josh post.
I just want to play the rest of it.
The wind of God.
The wind of God.
On you.
Wait, what's up with
you
Josh?
You are destroyed forever.
Hold on, Don.
And you'll never be back.
All right, scroll down and find a Josh Hinkle post. John, what were you saying?
What's her name? Goldilocks?
Yeah.
What is the hugest mark for her?
Oh, he's got such a heart on for her. Keep going. It's all text.
Dude, just be like, listen, inbox and be like, oh,
it's all text. So just keep going. Cats the butthole
goes
in.
He's like, you're beautiful.
Oh, he's obsessed with her.
Just masturbate. Just start writing weird shit to her.
Here it is. Yep. Right, you want to read it?
Yeah, you read it.
I can't see it.
I have a horrible...
I horrible read.
There you go.
Horrible read. Question, Rocky. If Peter Cottontail, the Easter Bunny, and Rocky Thumper, which I guess that's me, because Jessica Rabbit is Jay Josh. Rabbit and I'm Thumper.
Okay.
I'm not sure how that works, but... okay, so let's start one more time real fast. I had to stop there. I was even flabbergasted reading this again. If Peter Cottontail, the Easter Bunny, and Rocky Thumper from Down Under, the bedroom sheets got into a three-way death match and the prize is Jessica Rabbit, who would win? Duh, Rocky Thumper from Down... He answers his own question at the end.
And
I don't know why Thumper... Is Thumper from Australia?
I have no idea.
Why?
And,
what is he trying to say?
And under the bedroom sheet,
I think you should kick his ass for some for bringing something like this up.
No,
hell no. If someone said that to me, I believe you get your ass kicked. But like I read that, and if you look under it, I believe my friend Luther he writes. Do you still have it?
Yeah, yeah.
What did he write? Thumper fuck something.
Did Rocky Thumper fuck you into submission?
He's asking that to Josh. Now go to the replies, because look at my first reply, because I just read this after Lou made his comment. So, like, I'm looking at it, reading it, and then my reply was what, Rich?
It's a very weird post, I must say.
Yeah. I didn't even know what to make of this.
Oh, my God.
Jess finally read it the other night, and she's like, what the hell is this?
Why would he write this?
When he wakes up in the morning, does he think of, like, does this come to his mind?
It must. I mean, we love Josh. I'm not picking on him.
Why is your name
Well, we are picking on him.
No, he comes up with the weirdest things, though.
He does. He comes up with weird things sometimes, man. And, I mean, it's great show content because, yeah, like I said, I don't know how I was meant to respond to such a thing, even though he answered it for us.
Yo, do you remember the show on AMC called Game of Arms where they arm wrestle?
Yes.
He's into the whole wrestling, arm wrestling world.
Is this the guy that beat you?
No, he never beat me. We never faced against each other.
No, has there been shit talking?
In the past, a little bit, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, but he cuts my hair, so I don't shit talk.
No time better than the present.
No, he'll beat me right now.
I'm not even.
It's not even a question. Why are you like training to be in an arm wrestling competition?
Well, I was. Yeah.
No, he arm wrestles. Period. Yes.
Yeah. I do. John.
Do you love John Prezank?
John. Dude, this guy knows.
Pulling
his
John,
shit.
Bro. What do you think? I didn't watch every fucking thing about it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was a beast, man.
Yeah, John Prezank, undefeated for fucking like 20 years or some shit.
He's still the man. He's the godfather of arm wrestling, dude.
Yeah. He lost to that Russian, though.
Yeah, like Alexei Vovoda.
That's the guy, yes. Now, that dude.
Yes.
His training is crazy.
The other guy, Travis Bajan, who's in that show, is a personal friend of mine.
That dude's a monster, too.
Yeah, and we've done tournaments out here, actually, on Long Island.
How'd you place?
I put it together with him, and I didn't compete because I was refereeing. So it was just like a little get-together to have him out here. It was a big name.
Where'd you do it?
Momo's.
Dude, next time you do one, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Listen, I tried to get fucking Orlando. I tried John. I seen John. The first time I ever met John was at a fucking... He comes in with his construction boots and his fucking baggy pants.
Oh, like he was dressed at my wedding?
At Retro Fitness.
You think I'm kidding?
And I'm like, hey, man. Hey, John, big fan. Yeah, I seen you on the show and shit. You know, the Super Ugly Show. I know you're friends with Richie. I went up to him. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, listen, I'm trying to get this thing going. And you think you could talk to Orlando? Maybe I'll buy a sponsorship or something on like an ad. And he's like, yeah, I'll see what he's if he's interested.
He forgot about it the second.
No, he actually asked him.
Oh, did he?
He asked him, and then surprising. The next time I seen him, he goes, yeah, he doesn't want nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it, probably.
He doesn't want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't, you gotta, like, email him and shit. I can't.
No, listen, I hit him up every situation that I could.
Tried to
hit him up.
You know what? Maybe I'll talk to Orlando and say,
At this point, it's like, whatever.
Let me talk to Big O and see.
I'm always on his Instagram live. I'm always like, I'm a big fan. He's a good dude, bro. I like him.
Orlando's the best.
He's a great dude. I like him. You know, I always comment on shit. He messages me like, thanks for watching all this shit. You know, when I talk to him personally, but I never reached out to him after the fact.
Next time we'll have to get it going because that's pretty. It's definitely a lot of fun,
dude. I thought he'd be into it, being like the WWE.
Is Over the Top your favorite movie?
It is not.
Do you like it?
No, but that's the Bible of that culture.
It's absolutely not the Bible.
How do you not like Over the Top?
That's the first thing I get. They're like, yo, you're an arm wrestler. I'm like, yeah. Like, you ever seen Over the Top? It's like, no, I've never heard of it.
That is your Bible. Stop.
What do you mean? Yeah. That's your traditional.
That's your Bible.
A little respect for Stallone in this house, please.
It's not. Listen, I love Stallone.
Don't ever do that.
I love Stallone.
Don't do that.
It's not my favorite movie.
But you were like putting it down like it was a hunk of shit.
There's a petition going around. We're trying to get Over the Top 2 going.
That would be amazing.
With Stallone in it again as Lincoln Hawks.
Yes. And we have the ultimate reigning champion right now, who's Devin Lorette, who could play the older Michael.
Really?
Well, we can get Richie's brother to be Bull Hurley. Because Ryan, I mean,
oh,
is,
stop. Ryan's a chump.
No, I'm not saying he's a good arm wrestler, but for acting, yeah. we can have him be. He's got the look, bro. Yeah. Bill Hurley's son.
He sucks at electric.
Yeah. He's big. He's really big.
Big.
He definitely looks like him.
He does, dude. And with that you put that goatee on him, bro. Yeah.
He took up the whole aisle at Home Depot the other day.
You here with that guy? And he fucking creeps up on the kid. That's my dad.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah. No, it's not one of my favorite. I mean, it's not the all-time favorite. Like, I'd rather watch like a documentary like Pulling John, which drew me into it at first when I first seen it. Then I was like, oh, that's cool as shit. And then years later, I seen Game of Arms.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, there's Travis Bajan. Again, I remembered him from Pulling John.
Yeah.
I said, holy, this is a real fucking thing. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, there's a New York team.
If nobody's ever seen Pulling, what is it called, the arm thing?
Game of Arms.
Game of Arms. They would like do matches in like industrial empty warehouses that aren't even finished being built.
It would
just be like concrete columns and shit.
Yeah. To make it look more rugged.
Yeah,
no doubt. It's like the underground feel. Yes. But it's actually on Amazon Prime right now if you wanted to watch the whole season.
Very fun.
Or just watch Over the Top again.
Yeah. Yeah, why did they stop that show too? Because it was good.
No one was watching it.
I was watching it. Yes.
It got approved for the second season. And I was actually on the second season.
What happened?
AMC canceled all their reality shows.
Except for that motorcycle.
Except for the Talking Dead.
Talking Dead.
And Comic Book Men.
No, and the Comic Book Men's done now, too. But the motorbike show with fucking Daryl from Walking Dead. He does that motorcycle show
still. That was after the fact.
That wasn't
at the time that was going on. That wasn't on air.
What is he doing?
I don't know. John, what's with the noise? Are you like having a fit over there?
No, my
all God. I hear is like
I got my nose. I cleared my nose.
That was not a nose clearing.
That's annoying.
Yeah,
dude, put the peanut butter down. Leave the dog alone for 5 minutes. All right, John, just give us 5 minutes without the peanut butter and the dog.
Disgusting.
Jesus, man, come on. I know you're locked in there by yourself, but you know, a little class when we're on the show, please.
Yeah. I've been in the house.
He does
I'm
like fucking pro. Don't he does promos and shit on. He goes at like the guy he's arm wrestling on fucking Facebook. They do. It's fucking hilarious.
What, you gotta cut like promos?
Shit. I have my own YouTube channel.
Can you
cut
a promo now?
I need a guy. What do you want?
Cut a promo on him.
Yeah. What? You take me down? You suck.
Listen, with Richie your fucking Eminem haircut, yes. Take it easy over there, all right? Because you're big for nothing. You think you're tough. You cut hair for a living. That's ridiculous. Why don't you get a real job, guy?
I'd put you down in a second. I'd snap your fucking arm.
You'd be like that guy in Over the Top where it's fucking... Right?
That was real, actually.
Yeah, it was.
So
confirmed.
In that tournament, John Brzezink actually won that tournament for real. He was
That was a real tournament?
So all the guys that weren't acting and had like, you know, this is the engine, this is the piston. And,
was the guy who drank the motor oil real?
He was an actor.
I believe his name was Grizzly Adams.
Really?
Grizzly.
And he did have a beard.
That's
you know what's funny? if you ever want to listen to a funny podcast, listen to How Did This Get Made and listen to the Over the Top episode. But they point out something great. For one, the guy, he like chugs the motor oil and then fucking...
The Lucas oil.
Yeah, then does the cigar and eats it. But then 2 seconds later, you see him taking down a bunch of Alka-Seltzer.
Yes.
It's like, well, why'd you do all that shit?
Yeah, why'd you do that?
Wouldn't need the Alka-Seltzer if you didn't fucking drink motor oil.
Alka-Seltzer is great.
There was a few guys in that got casted that were arm wrestlers in the movie. Yeah. And then... a lot of the guys that you've seen, like the cutaways.
Is Bull a real arm wrestler?
Bull was a real arm wrestler back in the day. Yes.
Like, I know Brzezink was in a cutaway. He barely got a second.
He was in and out, but he actually won the truck. He won the $100,000.
Wow.
And then, so what that is, when you. Oh, when you wait, there's five different weight classes.
And was it really double elimination?
Double elimination.
Just remember, this is a double elimination
throughout the
whole last half hour of that movie.
I actually own the table. That was in the movie.
Bullshit.
I swear to God.
The Stallone used one. Can I come over and
not
smell it?
Not the Stallone one, but one of the actual.
Can I smell it?
No. the final, there's one person that actually owns that, and I know him, and he doesn't give it up. He won't give it up.
I wouldn't either.
If you've seen it, actual semifinals all the way leading up to the championship match with him and Bull Hurley, it's an actual just regular table with the circle pin pads, and then The final is a clear coat.
Yeah.
Like you, it's like a see-through, like, I don't know what they...
Now, how come Bull only lost one time, and it was a double elimination, though? Because we all know Lincoln Hawks lost that one time. Lincoln Hawks loses. But just remember, folks, it's double elimination.
Yeah, and you know who that was?
No.
That was Michael Buffer.
Was it?
Yeah. The voice is Buffer?
Yeah.
I got to watch that again.
I got to rewatch. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Sure?
Yes, positive.
I mean, you can even hear that part when he's original. Up in the room with fucking Frank Loggia and Terry Funk.
Yeah.
Frank Loggia.
You can still hear it like in the background. Yeah. Just remember, folks, it's double. They don't want you to forget that it's double. They make sure that you remember.
And they were going to get their money at a Buffer, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They sure did.
They were paying Buffer. They wanted that fucking voice.
It's kind of back then, he wasn't as big as he was.
No, it wasn't until Rhett's Get Ready to Rumble really started taking off with the boxing.
But, you know, he's special when you hear somebody like that.
Do you know how much money he made off of that stupid phrase?
A million fucking, a trillion
they
times
had the
over.
Microphone.
Yeah.
They had the microphone come from the ceiling.
Yeah. That was his thing, and then he would grab it.
You said Bull was really a professional arm wrestler.
He was, yeah. He was a 10-time national champion.
John, that's something you should get into because your size would probably really help, dude.
That's
the best. That's probably better.
Yeah, that's what you need.
That was my next question with you over there. Yo, how come you see all these old powerlifting guys now getting into this shit?
Yo, so that's a huge thing right now, which is coming on. Like Eddie Hall is getting involved. I don't know if you guys know Eddie Hall. I would assume you would know Eddie Hall because you're so into you're all over the place. I can't gauge you, man. You're crazy.
One thing.
I needed a friend like you all my life.
One thing I want to read. This guy Gizalu wrote, "You ain't got a prayer in Vegas."
That was Bull Hurley's quote. Awesome.
Another thing that always made me laugh that they referenced in How Did This Get Made when Mike is arm wrestling the kid. Remember, if I lose to you, Michael? I'll kill myself.
Yeah.
Well, he lost to him.
Michael? Yeah.
Do you think that kid went off? I wanted a Johnny Lawrence story, but with that kid. Okay. You know how they do Cobra Kai with Johnny?
Yeah.
I want over the top Cobra Kai with the kid who said, "If I lose to you, I'll kill myself." Because he lost to him.
By the way, that was a legal kick to the face. Nobody wants to call that out.
Oh, no, we all know it's illegal.
Yeah,
that was a million percent.
Yeah.
No,
Johnny swept the leg.
We're team Johnny here. We all hate Daniel's guts over here. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit, that kid.
He's always been. We've been saying this before that even got made.
Right, from the first moment you meet this kid, what does he do? He's carrying boxes, and he roundhouse kicks a fence door that he has no clue who's behind it. Could have been a two-year-old kid just having a nice Saturday afternoon by the pool.
What would you do if that was your kid behind that?
I would fuck him up.
Oh, yeah. I would have beat him like Miyagi beat those children.
Yeah. Because before
what do
he
you
got
expect? Most people from Jersey are complete ass
garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage they people. Are they are. They're
what
garbage
do you mean,
people.
From Long Island.
No.
No, well, he's from Jersey. Jersey in the movie.
Danielson's from Jersey.
Oh, in the movie.
Yeah.
I see
that
man out here. Cause
he's from Reseda in California.
His father owns a bunch of, on Deer Park Avenue, he owns a bunch of
Newark, right?
Doesn't he own car dealerships or something?
No, he owns laundromats.
Oh, does he? All right. Yeah. But, from the moment we meet Daniel, he's a piece of garbage. He always has been, always will be. Everybody knows that. Yeah. Every movie, they try to make him like he's some kind of hero, when really he's just a meddler.
Yeah.
He just meddles in everybody's business.
Yeah, he had no business fucking taking that stereo up and then...
Back up, bro.
He's an only child syndrome. He's a little asshole.
Exactly. He's an only child. You're right, John.
Yeah.
All eyes gotta be on him.
I know where the fucking the coronavirus started with Uncle fucking...
No, did you hear where it started? Carol fucking Baskins.
He's the only child, but he doesn't have a father.
No, it's the uncle that's always sick.
Uncle Louie.
Uncle Louie and Karate Kid.
Probably did
dying.
That piece of shit. Know what happened? Daniel probably went and visited him, right?
Probably butt fucked him.
Went to Japan, right?
Yeah.
You follow me here. Okay. Goes to Japan. Gives it to that fucking Japanese girl. I want the Via Danza.
Yeah.
I always have a second movie for her.
I've never seen her in anything either.
Did you ever hear my spinoff for her?
Well, she's probably a prostitute.
She goes to America thinking she's going to be a dancer. She gets caught up in the seedy underworld, the strip clubs.
Yeah.
And, they start fucking prostituting her out.
She works in a fucking basement
flushing. Oh, my God. I could definitely see it. Harvey Weinstein's I got this part for you. Come over here.
I got this part,
suck
sweetie.
My cock.
Yeah. She's just crying in the corner. I just want to be a dancer. Oh, you're going to dance, honey. Yeah. You're going to dance.
Kale did nail a nail salon in Flushing. My husband thinks she's a hooker.
Exactly. Yeah. She's fucking giving dry hand jobs at a fucking massage parlor. But, you know, she went to go chase her dreams of dancing, went to China. Boom.
That's it.
That's it.
Coronavirus.
Daniel's son.
She ate a fucking bat.
Fucking Daniel's son.
Yep.
It all comes back to that piece of shit. Either him or Carol Baskins, everybody knows that.
Yep. Oh, man.
Tekashi got out of jail.
He did.
Yeah, he's on like 5-year parole, federal parole. And
yeah, you think he's going to make hit music? No.
I got a theory. See, he still thinks his music career is going to be something. And once you're outed as a rat and you're not a gangster.
But in this day and age.
That's the worst time to get out of jail. He can't even leave the state where he's going to get killed.
Dude, he's a joke right now.
Yeah, but like you just said, it's this day and age. Who knows? He's probably going to be like the greatest rapper alive now.
Yeah, but he's a joke now.
I know. He's fucking weird now.
But if he does good music and he still has followers,
he never did.
Yeah. He never did good music ever.
Would you guys be surprised if
screaming the N word for 2.5 minutes is not music?
What if would you guys be surprised if he had a hit still?
Gummo?
Yeah,
Gummo.
I would be.
You would be.
That's his biggest hit.
You would be too.
His biggest hit was called
Not his first one. His first one might make slight buzz. After that, just because people want to see what his next song is,
I wouldn't even watch it.
You sure?
100%.
I couldn't name one of his songs.
His biggest hit was called Gummo, and he stole it from the movie Gummo.
I just see that he's always screaming the N-word, and,
he's screaming, stupid! Oh,
I hear the N-word mostly.
Oh. You guys hungry?
No.
Why? No, you have something to eat?
Yeah,
we got pasta.
I brought a fucking plate and everything.
I got tomatoes.
What is that? I don't want coronavirus.
No, I'm all right.
Yeah.
This is weird.
What are you gonna make? He's gonna make sauce.
He's fucking.
I'm not gonna make sauce.
You got any roast beef in there? Maybe a little lettuce.
You got the gravy.
Wait him. He's got fucking cheese.
I stole some fucking.
He's got fresh mush. Oh, look, he's gonna do the mush. You got olive oil with you too, don't you?
I stole the basil out of my mother's garden.
My mother, she makes this basil. I swear to God, it's so fucking good. You taste it on your fucking lips. Forget about it. My mother, she's a fucking saint. All right.
little balsamic vinegar.
See, I knew he had the balsamic.
It's reduction too.
I knew he had the balsamic.
Oh, dude, this is phenomenal.
Leave it out.
Yeah.
Do you have a knife?
That's the reduction.
I think I do.
Ma, did you put a knife in here?
He's got the mozzarella right here. He's got the
mozzarella. I think she did. She said,
"Ma, you watching, right?"
Now, what do you think, Tekashi? How long does he last?
I say it for another year. I got it.
You think a year?
Yeah.
You going 12 months?
Yeah, because everybody's gonna want to see what he's up to.
No, I mean alive.
Really?
Really? He ratted out one of the most notorious gangs in the country. Yeah, really. Yeah, really.
Thank you.
And he's not getting protected.
Whitey Bulger got murdered in federal prison. All right?
Yeah.
Because he was a rat.
Point.
Yeah. Point. Tekashi 6ix9ine is out.
Yeah, but if they touch him, that means they're going after a federal agent.
Yeah, I'm sure the Bloods are worried about that. They're criminals, Richie. They're criminals.
You don't think he's going to be protected?
Do you think the mafia was like, hey, that's a federal agent. Back off on him, guys. No.
I guess not.
No, and he's not a federal agent.
Yes, he is.
No,
now he is.
He's a federal released prisoner. He's not an agent.
Federal informant.
Yeah, that's still not an agent. What is he, fucking Big Pussy in Sopranos? Remember where he was ratting him out, and the guy's like, "Sal, you're not a fucking cop," and he tailed the one guy.
Where do you think they're gonna put him? Because you can't hide somebody.
He's not putting him anywhere.
He can't leave. It's coronavirus. What are you? They're gonna ship him out of state.
He's in New York.
He's in New York.
No doubt. So his mother.
Did you see the guy who got shot somebody at Mars Park?
Who?
Mars Park?
Mars Park.
Yeah, Mexican shot his wife or something.
Mars Park? Oh, I just seen that. Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. She was stepping out on him or something. Who knows?
Really?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
She gave him the old
looks like it was a lover's quarrel, Rich.
I thought you were talking about when Carlton was trying to he changed.
Oh, remember that?
And he was trying to become a gangster and he was at MacArthur Park.
That was good.
And Will was like, "You're not going to MacArthur. I don't even go to MacArthur Park."
Yeah. Give me that coffee.
Isn't that when Will got shot? Didn't Will get shot in that episode?
No, I don't think he got shot.
There was an episode. That was ridiculous. Oh, no, that's when they got robbed at the ATM or something, right? No, Carlton got shot, I think, because he jumped in front of the bullet for Will.
Or is it vice versa?
This
guy, does he do this every time?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ, John.
Will got shot.
Who?
Will.
Will Smith got shot.
Yeah, because he's
David Carlton.
That's right.
Brought the gun to the hospital, and he goes, "Give me the gun."
Oh, that was that's a to-be right. continued episode.
That's right.
That was a two-parter.
A very special.
I thought
on this week's Fresh yeah. Prince.
I thought Rocky was confusing. Episode. I thought Rocky was confusing that with Family Matters when Carl Winslow's son got beat up by the dragons.
I remember that one as well.
You remember that?
Yeah.
When he got beat up by the dragons, and they came into Aunt Rachel's diner,
and they trashed it,
and they spray painted dragons all over.
They trashed Rachel's restaurant, and they spray painted it. They did graffiti, Rich.
Unreal.
Yeah, and they beat up poor Edward.
Yeah,
my Eddie, what happened? Remember that show? Like that show was popular because of Urkel. Like, how annoying was that? Fuck,
Stefan. Yeah, and guess what? Every Friday, you were glued to the fucking TV watching that. And Step by Step.
Don't tell me what I was doing on my Fridays, bro. By the time I was 12 years old, I was out fucking keg partying it up.
Shit, I'd say that just again. Where's this guy
been all
my life?
Yeah, no, I was not. I know. I mean, I've watched them. It's not like I've never watched them, but no. But,
bro, Step by Step. Yeah. Oh my god, I couldn't. I didn't want it with Cody.
I remember the two chicks. There was the blonde and the brunette, the sisters.
I didn't take this stuff.
Yeah, Cody was actually in the.
He was in a karate movie.
The kickboxing sequels.
Yeah, yeah, and then he got.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and then he got out, and then he got arrested for beating the living shit out of his fiance. No,
but he was like a legit kickboxer. Yeah,
just like the White Ranger. Yeah.
I remember they even worked it into the show at one point.
John, what are you doing? Banging pots and pans still?
What's he doing?
He's doing his dishes. Yeah,
I'm trying to cook myself
now. He's a fucking martyr.
See? He is. He is.
Keep that Rona away from us.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that has that shit? Does any of you guys know anybody? Yeah,
a couple of people I know have it.
I mean, not really, but...
Well, listen, they spreaded the... this is the whole thing. This is what they're saying. They spreaded the coronavirus around so that they could put up 5G towers. That's the whole thing.
Right. No. The 5G created the corona.
Well, some way...
It sent the signal off.
Well, I just watched something that said the 5G got put up, and then all of a sudden now it's such a high...
I read something. I actually didn't read. Sorry to cut you off, but I don't even want to get into this 5G thing because I had...
Why are people saying this?
Because they just read things on the internet and believe everything
they read. Yeah, there's always some...
The 5G towers are no different than the towers that are up right now.
The 4G towers?
Yes. They're no different. It's just like higher speed internet for your regular cell service.
Yeah.
And people are bugging out saying it sends out radioactive frequencies and... I heard an expert today on a radio show I was listening to, and the guy was like, dude, there's no difference. He's like, this is all made up. It's all made up because people there's this group of people that live in this world today that anything they read on the internet, if they slightly believe it, it's 100% fact. And there's no changing their minds. There's no changing them. The flat earthers, the 5G people.
What did you hear about the 5G, though? What was it?
That the frequency is basically the same. It's just like they figured out a newer technology. It's not sending out a stronger radio wave. It's not doing anything like that. So, it's a new technology. It's like going from PS3 to PS4.
What I read, actually, was that the 5G, the wavelengths, and the radio frequencies are so polluting with radiation that it's hitting people and it's drawing out something within our cells that is actually creating something to fight antibodies in our body.
Okay.
And then they're coming out, and those cells that are producing, that are trying to fight off whatever that's the radiation that's coming from these towers is called the coronavirus.
Okay.
Now our body's producing it's always been there.
Okay.
And now they're producing that's coming out, and it's producing the coronavirus within ourselves, and now we're able to spread it.
Now, if it's producing radiation, right? Now, follow me here because, you know, call me a realist. Okay. Normal people own Geiger counters, correct?
Yes.
So why wouldn't some random guy just go 5G tower, Geiger counter, look at it jump?
There are videos on that.
Mm-hmm.
There are.
Wait, what did you say?
Geiger. You know,
it's a radiation reader. Okay. The levels will jump.
Yeah, doomsday preppers, they all have that.
Now, is it a guy that's not a complete nutbag who doesn't believe in every single thing, or is it a regular guy?
I got to take in these videos.
Because that's the thing. Like, I always have to look into the person who's giving me this information.
Yeah, you can't, yeah.
Because, like, the flat earth thing. Did you watch the flat earth documentary?
I have not.
All right.
Well, I stay away from that. Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
Watch it and you go, exactly the type of people I would think believe in this nonsense.
I know. How can people think that this world is round? It's ridiculous. I'm just kidding. I'm cold. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
But it's just another thing that people are bugging out over, and they just want everything. Like, everything has to be a government conspiracy or a cover-up, or they're trying to do this to us, or they're trying to do that to us.
They've seen radiation radiation things of 4G to 5G, and it showed up a lot more.
Like, before the internet, right? Mm-hmm. Before the internet.
Yeah.
If a guy was to walk up to you and be like, dude,
right,
fucking Earth is flat. Lines was you look at him and go, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah, you're a dick.
All right, now
where do you get your shit from? Let me smoke that.
The guy with all these conspiracies back in the day before the internet, everyone would go, look at this fucking lunatic with his aluminum foil hat. Get the fuck out of here. But now there's enough people on the internet to start convincing
together.
Exactly. Like, you can convince enough. And to do anything. Like, look at cults. Look at, you can convince people to believe and do anything.
Look, morons have a voice.
Yes. So, with the internet, it spreads like wildfire.
You could apparently turn straight men gay with a little bit of tigers and meth.
There you go.
It's amazing.
There you go. It depends on the porn you watch. Because if you watch little dick porn, you're straight.
Yeah.
Big dick porn, you're gay. Yeah.
So bend over.
Fucking Travis. Yeah.
Love that. I just love how that kid was like, I guess I'm gay.
Kid was loose. Well. You can tell he was a loose cannon.
Oh, yeah.
He loved his meth. Oh, yeah, he did. You can tell by his whole teeth and how he was just like his whole mouth.
You're talking about John.
Both of them.
Travis was a good looking dude, man.
But you could tell his gums were like, you could tell how they had their facial structure. The one missing the teeth, obviously. I'm talking about the other kid, the young kid.
Let me ask you something. We're watching a movie last night, right? And we were watching A Star Is Born, Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga. Bradley Cooper passes out drunk.
Why do you like that?
Great film. Great fucking film.
Because you like that song. Why? Like,
that's an all-time good movie.
Unreal. Sucks. It's annoying.
What?
Yeah, right. It really is. It's fucking annoying.
Well, Richie doesn't know good movies. Don't worry about it. No, he doesn't know good movies.
Can you ever get a little sentimental?
He doesn't know good movies.
Let it go.
Stupid. What is that stupid song go again? They're not even a couple.
Ready?
They're not even a fucking couple.
Here we go.
You want to do Gaga's part? I'll do it.
Ready? Watch this. Rich, thoughts on Godfather?
It's a great movie. It's just long. It's a great movie.
Part two.
Same shit. They're all
same shit. Okay. Same shit.
What are you?
I've watched them.
I know. A little long. You know. What are you, like a Muppets Christmas Carol kind of guy?
No, Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious Umpteenth is coming out this summer. Did you hear that?
No. Thankfully, got pushed back a whole year, so I don't have to hear about it.
I like my trashy movies. Don't get me wrong.
You only like trashy movies.
I like good movies too.
No, John, what's your all-time favorite movie, John?
You're asking the wrong part. I don't know. I like Goldfire.
John, he really likes The Woodsman.
You seem like a Goldie Hawn fan.
No one got that reference.
Overboard's one of my favorites.
Oh, by the way, before this is over, I know I did Google the top, like from least to greatest Tom Cruise movies.
Okay.
I want to hear, like, do you agree with this? I'll just do the first. There's 42 of them.
No, give us top 10.
Yeah. I'll give you top 10.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So the first one on the list is.
No, that's the bottom. You got to go all the way to the bottom.
The first? You want first?
I want 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was doing worse because you said don't.
All right, let's do 10 worse then. Yeah, okay, let's do 10
you
worse.
You said, can you name. All right.
All right, let's do 10 worse.
And I agree with this. Rock of Ages.
I never watched it.
It's horrible. Yeah. That's why you've never watched it.
It's a musical, though. To be fair,
yeah, come on,
musical.
Stick to movies.
That is a movie. It is a movie.
It's
yes.
Tom Cruise. You said name one Tom Cruise fucking movie.
Yeah, keep going.
Tom Cruise. Endless Love.
Never even heard of
it.
Never heard of it. That's 81, though. That's come before on. The rise of Tom.
Yeah.
No, you cannot do
some more research.
That's before the rise. All right, Jack Reacher, 2016.
I like Jack Reacher.
I never seen it. Yeah, of course you did.
Never seen it. He likes Fast and Furious.
Exactly.
The Mummy. I didn't hate it.
Okay.
Again, this one, never seen
Jack
it.
Reacher Losing was, it?
Never seen it.
1983. That's when he became popular. Like,
no, Risky Business is when he. So everyone knows that.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Risky Business was the one that blew him up.
Yeah.
Okay, blew him up, but it wasn't when we found out about Tom Cruise,
it was
right?
Taps.
Yeah, Taps.
Let's go. Taps.
Outsiders.
Right. Anything new, you can't
find Outsiders.
No, Taps was before Outsiders, I believe. And Outsiders, he was a side piece.
Outsiders crossed off
the three big Ready, movies.
Check this out. Hold on.
Outsiders meet up.
Ready? This is how insignificant Tom Cruise was in The Outsiders. We have Pony Boy, Soda, yeah. Trav,
Sody Pop,
right, yeah. Dally,
Johnny.
Johnny. Do what was Johnny. Tom Cruise's name? What was his name? He's the main guy in the gang. What's his name?
Chip. He had a chip.
Exactly. No one even fucking knows. That's how insignificant he was in that movie. So outside is now.
Oblivion?
I like. I don't
even know what that is.
Yeah. I know.
Like everything. I don't know what that is.
Lions for Lambs?
Yeah, I never
seen 2007? That one. Come on, the guys.
It's a political movie. It's a political movie.
We can't sit here and say that Tom Cruise
Yeah, but
never
if we go to his
movie.
Top 20, the guy's going to have a bunch
that.
Of good
Everyone
ones.
That I've watched, I've liked.
Oh, so because you didn't watch it.
No, if I watched it, it's good.
John, where are you, John?
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy?
But oh, no, I hate that song. Oh, do you need more?
Oh, my God.
Ain't it funny?
Something that
but no, this is where I was going with that. Not, it had nothing to do with the movie. So what he passes out drunk after smoking, you know, wakes up in bed with Gaga, immediately turns over and starts deep mouth kissing her.
So hot.
This happens in movies and television shows all the time. Yeah. I would never want my wife to immediately wake up and start. I'd be like, gross. Yeah. And she's in agreement, you know? Like, same for me, too. Like, I wouldn't want to do that. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Especially after a night of boozing where you passed out, you were so fucking drunk.
Yeah, who does that?
But
me.
How come they show that in movies? Yeah. Get up and go brush your fucking teeth, then come back.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
Wait, is it the first
you do that?
I do it every morning when I wake up for work. I fucking just and I try to titty fuck her, but there's always like a kid in the bed.
No,
and
but
it's just like it doesn't work out. And
but wait, like, did you still try even with the kid there?
Yeah, well they're sleeping. What are we gonna do? Like I gotta show them. Like, this
Hold
is how you. This
on.
Is,
we gotta dive into
this. Is
the kids are there and you're like, let's get it on.
Yep.
That's don't fucking leave, weird, leave, dude.
No, it's
yes.
not. No, it's not.
What if you're mid fucking? They wake up. Then now they're just, in bed with you. It's technically a threesome.
She's choking.
Yeah, no. We're wrestling. I'm the Ultimate Warrior, and Mommy's Tatanka.
If your kids know who Ultimate Warrior and Tatanka are, you're dead and right, my friend.
No, they do. They really do. My daughter's favorite is Bret Hart.
Kill that fucking Indian. That was Tatanka in Natural Born Killers.
Was it?
When Rodney's watching the wrestling. And he's screaming, kill that fucking Indian! Yeah. That was Tatanka. He was Tatanka in and up, actually. As in the clip they were showing.
He was powering up.
Yeah, he was fighting a jobber.
Kill a fucking Indian.
Yeah.
What am I watching here? Two fucking beep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. We only got a few minutes left, and I want to talk about something.
I could do this show all day.
I know.
Great.
I know. Well, good, because now you'll come back and do it more, though. You know,
hey, anytime you want me back, I'm here.
We got the new John, you're out. but Louis C.K. came out with a new special the other day.
Haven't
seen it. Come back next week.
How was it? It was Louis. Now it was
good.
Phenomenal. And I was about to steal it. And I was like, you know what? Fuck that. Louis gets my $8. It's $8. You go to louisck.com and down and you watch it. Do not steal
Louis's shit. You're still a fan after all this?
After all what?
The sexual harassment.
He didn't sexually harass anybody.
All the bullshit.
He went to a hotel room consensually with the girl, asked the girl, can I jerk off in front of you? She says yes. He does it. Then there's a problem after the fact.
Gotcha.
What wrong did he do?
I know. I heard him say that. I heard Sarah Silverman say the same thing.
That's the story because that's all he did. Yeah. That's all he did.
A little creepy, yes.
Yeah, not even. I mean, and he says,
I know, we've all done some weird creepy
shit. He even says the thing. He goes, I get it, you know, maybe people think it's a little weird, but he's like, here's the worst part about it all. The worst part about it all, he goes, that everybody knows what I'm into. Everybody, he goes, could you imagine that? Everybody knows that I'm into jerking off in front of people.
Oh, my God.
He completely talks about it. He does it. It takes him a little while to get there.
Yes.
He makes you wait for it.
Oh, my God. It's awesome.
He's
genius.
About a half hour in, he goes, all right, do you guys want to talk about it?
Oh, my God. No. Yeah. I have to watch this.
Dude.
Where can I find this?
LouisCK.com. Spend the $8. Oh, don't steal this.
I got to watch it.
Because he deserves a comeback.
Where is it on?
It's on LouisCK.com.
Okay.
He deserves a comeback, and he goes raw, dude. He uses the word, and this is from Louis' show. Super Ugly Show does not support this language. Da, 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 da. He uses retard, like, openly.
Yeah. Unreal.
You know what I mean? He uses the F word. Like, He attacks the Jews really hard twice.
Yeah.
Like, just goes right at him. But, I mean, he's Louis. You know what I mean? He's saying shit that... If you've ever watched Louis stand up, you're not surprised by his material. Mm. Like, yeah, you're surprised, like, wow, I can't believe he went there.
Yeah.
But you're not surprised that Louis would say that, is my point. Like,
yeah, he's got a lot of balls.
Yeah, like, he's always been that way.
Is that your type of comedy?
I like a lot of comedy. I'm a stand-up connoisseur.
Do you like this? Have you watched the Tom Segura?
I love Tom. Yeah, Tom Burke. Joey Diaz, all those
guys.
Yeah,
I've seen them on Rogan and all that, but, yeah. Like, I've just now...
Did you watch the ball bag?
It's good.
Oh my!
No, the one before God, that though, I thought was better.
I had to watch that.
Yeah, yeah. Good? The one before that was better. Where he talks about being bilingual, and he's like, "I recently lost 50 pounds because I'm in a concert because I'm in a contest." And and he's like, "I bet you're asking yourself, well, if he could do it, I can do it." And he goes, "No, you can't. No, you can't." He goes, "I'm up here doing this. Can you do this?"
His delivery is great. When he opens up with the Balls Out episode, he's like, "Yeah, you know, being home, you know, being away from the wife, you know, we got to separate." It's like, she's like, "I'm gonna miss you." He goes, "Yeah, I'm gonna miss you too." She's like, "I'm so alone." He goes, "Yeah, I'm so alone." And he goes, "No, I'm not. I'm with you guys." He's like, "Yeah, it's fucking hysterical."
But no, yeah, Tom Segura is really funny.
His delivery is fucking, and it's just mannerisms.
Do you watch Bert?
No.
Bert Kreischer?
With the guy, the show of the machine?
Yeah.
Nah.
No. The machine special was okay. Secret Time on Netflix. Watch Secret Time.
Because he turned me off with the machine shit.
Watch.
So this whole one thing is about one big joke.
That was the end of it, though. Like the last 20 minutes. But, you know. But do you know he's also the inspiration for Van Wilder? Bert Kreischer?
The actual movie, Van Wilder?
Yes. He's the inspiration for Van Wilder.
No.
Look it up. I'm telling you. It's a fact.
He's been around that long?
Yeah. But
Ryan Reynolds is supposed to portray him?
Yeah.
Van Wilder?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. Look it up.
That's amazing.
But Secret Time, me and my wife, I was crying the whole fucking time. One of the funniest stand-up specials I've seen in the past 10 years easily. Like, so fucking funny. Do you know Patrice?
Yeah.
All right. Make sure. Yeah. Elephant in the room.
R.I.P. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But yeah, I'm a huge... If you look here, there's a bunch of stand-up stuff here. I'm a nut. With stand-up comedy.
No, I see. And this is one of my favorites that I actually looked at.
Reno?
Oh,
that's the movie.
Bro.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking every time I get a new pair of boots on the job site and I say new boot goofing, nobody understands what the fuck I'm talking about.
When he comes out and does the little
three payments, fucking genuine ostrich.
One of my favorite things is Moving Day. Do you remember Moving Day? He's like, "I'm not gay, man. I told you 100 times, I'm not fucking gay." He makes him dangle, makes him move. Literally, he Jones thinks he's moving. He moves from one trailer to the next, like two down. Yeah. And he's like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" He's like, "I've been here all fucking day." He's like, "You motherfucker." And then that's when he goes. He goes, "I'm not fucking gay. I told you I'm not fucking gay." And then at the very end, he goes, "Fuck it, I'll try anything once." Because Dangle goes in crying.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that blew up Nick Swartzen.
Yeah.
Remember
when
Terry?
He was Terry
on this world.
Terry, I'm on Skittles. I ate a bunch of Skittles.
Did you see the movie?
My dad got me a plane for Flag Day
in Miami.
Yeah.
My dad got me for Flag Day.
But Reno, they started it up again on that Quibi thing. Did anyone hear this Quibi thing? It's like 10-minute shorts.
No,
it's this whole like
all those guys are from what's the original show?
The State.
From? The Sting, right?
The State.
Before your time.
No, it's not. MTV. Remember, I'm Doug, and I'm out of here. Yeah.
I want to get my balls in it.
Yeah, Louis here. Louis, I got a bowl of fucking pudding.
I never watched
it's too young.
And then they had Lamar and... I'm going to stick my butt in this pudding. And they had a trunk full of pudding.
Johnny, you remember that? John, you remember that?
Yeah, I think I was probably like, I'm trying to think like 10th grade, 9th maybe.
10th grade, guys. Was that 10th grade in 1989? Jesus
Christ. Eddie Murphy's on hold because he can't go out and he can't try his new material. You know, so.
It would be garbage anyway.
Can you think about when that show was on?
Why? I'm not laughing at Dr.
Hold on, John, I'm sorry. No, he's going to be Eddie Murphy stand-up.
It's not going to be Eddie Murphy raw, delusional.
How do you know?
It's not. It's just not.
Dude, hold on. Well, do you understand?
I'm never coming back, right?
Because you're wrong. Eddie Murphy, the moment he stepped on stage, became a stand-up star.
Right, in the 80s.
It doesn't matter. And Raw and Delirious still to this day hold up and are fucking hilarious.
Without a doubt. Eddie, I got some eyes.
It's his delivery and how he tells his story. Right. Eddie Murphy's not a joke guy.
No, Chris Rock is way funnier than he is.
And do you think Eddie Murphy doesn't have stories from the past 35 years of not doing stand-up that he can go on stage and demolish a crowd with?
Nope.
Stand-up is a muscle you don't lose, my friend. Ron Bennington's a proven fact of that.
He was the wrong Murphy that should... He should have died.
You're fucking
Charlie
crazy.
Murphy.
Why? Because of
this.
One thing that Charlie Murphy wasn't even in? That he wasn't even in? That the star was really the Rick James character, not him?
Right.
No, he did great in that.
No, I'm not diminishing him as far as his quality of it, but he was a side character in that. Let's be honest. He wasn't the star of that fucking thing. Rick James was. Yeah.
But did you ever see the Charlie Murphy stand-up?
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Okay. All right, listen. To each his own. Yeah, we're not going to agree on everything.
Well, we're going to listen. Obviously, we're going to find out when he does his thing on Netflix.
And it's going to suck.
We're going to see.
Oh, you're so wrong. You are so wrong.
Two sides of the coin.
I will admit, I have proof
that stand-up comedy is a muscle that these guys just
now they're all coming back to it, right? It's funny,
you
right?
know who Ron Bennington is?
You see, who?
Ron Bennington. You ever hear the Ron and Fez show? It used to come on after Opie and Anthony. It's now called Bennington if you have Sirius Radio.
I could possibly. All
right, well, Ron
possibly.
Bennington used to do stand-up back in Florida. I mean, in the fucking 80s and early 90s. Stopped completely. Did radio from then until now. And in the past year, he's started doing stand-up again. I went and saw him, and he, out of Rich Voss, Bob Kelly, and Jim Florentine, Ron Bennington killed the hardest. The guy didn't do stand-up for 35 years, and he's not Eddie Murphy.
You know what? But okay, exactly. And probably most people don't know who that guy is to begin with. So they're not going to, there's no expectation.
Everyone who was at that show knows who Ron was. Every single person. Every single person knows who Ronnie is.
But I'm saying there's a high expectation for Eddie to come out and be the same.
There's
Eddie.
A high expectation.
If he does not come out in a fucking full-on red leather suit, I'm done.
All right, but hold on. You say there's high expectations. So when Kevin Hart or Chris
Rock,
those
guys,
hold on.
Kevin Hart's
hold on.
Garbage.
No, he's not. His last special was really funny.
Which one is that?
The one where he does Gun Compartment.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, it was okay.
And that documentary was really good, too.
But hold on. So you say there's high expectation. Now, every comic special, there's expectation. No one's going, this one probably won't be funny.
No.
Everyone's going, this shit's going to be hilarious. Can't wait for Chappelle.
If Seinfeld comes on and does a Netflix special, it's high expectation. I'm going to be like, oh, okay, I'm waiting to see fucking Jerry from fucking Seinfeld. There we go. Let's go. Back in the day, that's what I want.
Seinfeld's still doing the same routine he was doing in the 80s.
And it kills.
And it kills.
It's not anywhere near Eddie Murphy Roar Delirious.
No. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. So how do you not think this guy is going to come in and murder? He's not going to be Dr. Doolittle Eddie Murphy. He's going to be rated R Raw Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
Are you basing that off the SNL episode that you just
I'm basing
watched?
That off of the interviews he's
done.
Did you
see it? Did you see the SNL?
Yeah.
It was actually really
and it was
good.
Really funny.
Yeah, it was really good.
So what's your problem?
I just don't want.
Want him to fail for some reason.
I do. I don't know what it is. Fuck that guy.
No, dude, you're wrong, and you're going to be wrong. I have 100% faith that Eddie Murphy's stand up will be absolutely fun. He's going to murder.
I think it will
the state. Up. He is going to murder. We are going to see something where we're like, wow, I can't believe he came back that strong.
He's going to want to make sure he's up there. There with Chappelle or past him?
Because
there's no way he's better than
you
Chappelle.
You know that, though. You know that what he's shooting for.
Eddie Murphy, Raw and Delirious.
Yeah, you know what he's shooting
I would
for.
Put that up against any Chappelle special.
Yeah. You have
the last
understand.
Two Chappelles
were really funny.
All right,
yes.
You know what? Okay, all right. Like, we can't argue the fact that, like, you can't compare the two because it was the genre, like the age and time. Like, he was huge in the 80s. Now
we
Chappelle's
don't have
huge now.
Chappelle without Eddie Murphy. Yeah. We don't have Chris Rock without Eddie Murphy.
I know. Well, you don't have Eddie Murphy without Richard Pryor.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But there's always somebody that has to open the door.
And Eddie Murphy did it better than Richard Pryor. Yeah. Hands down did it better than Richard Pryor. I watch old Richard Pryor shit, and there's maybe a chuckle to be had
Eddie was a star, here and there. Eddie was a fucking
Eddie
star.
Eddie Murphy's, I watched it 15 years after it was made for the first time. I was probably 14 or 15 years old, somewhere in that ball, but maybe 16, actually. I was at Chris Payne's house. So I was probably like 16 or 17, actually. And that fucking thing came out in 85, 87. So you're talking a 10-year comedy gap where comedy doesn't translate over generations. Like, people watch, I watch Animal House, I go, that's not funny. Caddyshack, that's not funny. Mm. I show kids today Arthur, they go, that's not funny. Or, you know, they watch Dumb and Dumber and they go, why would this be funny? Comedy through generations, it's hard to stay funny from generation to generation. Yeah. Eddie Murphy, Raw, and Delirious is funny to every generation.
Yeah. It's like Twins. Twins holds up, too.
Shut the fuck up.
I love Twins.
And on that,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's where we end it.
Wait, can I get a plug?
Of course.
No. What?
No, if you was to rewatch Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger do Twins, it's awesome. The movie's still funny.
If I were to rewatch it?
Rewatch it. It really is still funny to this day.
You know what? It's not funny. It is. That blonde hair that you got going on right now.
Isn't that the worst?
That is ridiculous.
He walked in here with a straight face.
I couldn't even.
You don't.
The only thing that I am envious of is that, like, when I see you at the barbershop, it's like you have, like, you're like fucking Paul Mitchell. You have different hairstyles every time I fucking come in there. And you're like, and I swear to God, it's like one time I'm like, this guy's never growing his hair out again. He's bald as me. And then now you look like
fucking. He's a fake baldy. I always tell people, too. Everyone's like, you're bald. I'm like, he's not bald.
No, he's not. Yeah, and I thought he had thin hair and shit.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, you know.
It's a secret he's been hiding because he grew it out a few years back. And I was like, oh, you're not bald.
He's not.
Yeah, but he got rid of it before everyone caught on. Looks,
listen, I'm just envious of good hair.
Thank you.
I'm bald. You know my struggle. I can't.
You notice too. I look at the top of his head a lot when he's blowing me, but also, look what he's doing right now. You see that? And if the mic's lower, he'll like bend down, and I see the stupid top of his head, so I could see that he wasn't bald.
Do you just comb it over straight? Like, what is that?
Are you going for like the Trump look? What's going on?
I didn't put stuff in it, so. You know.
Stuff like what kind of stuff?
I use pomade now.
Cover up for the spots of baldness.
No, I don't.
Like, you don't anymore.
No. Dear Slim, you never call or write your fans. This will be the last letter I ever write you. All right, Johnny, we're gonna let you go, brother. We're ending it.
John,
we love you.
Yeah,
let's get all right, guys, that's it for us. We're getting out of here. Again, rest in peace, Vic Henley, close friend of Opie's on Opie Radio. So go to opieradio.com, subscribe to his podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, we're on the brand every single fucking week. Never miss a week. Super Ugly Show. If you're listening to us live on the brand. Or,
he's got a plug, right, too?
I'll let him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Super Ugly Show. If you're listening to us on the brand and you listen to the audio version only, we are live every single Tuesday night starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. Go to Super Ugly Show. Subscribe. Hit the notification bell. Not only do you get us on Tuesday nights, but you also get Unfiltered Marriage, which is coming up next at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with my lovely, lovely wife and yours,
Trey. Great show. Love that
Thank
show.
Thank you. Thank you. So go to russosbrand.com right now. Subscribe. It's only $3.95 a month. Get over 14 shows brand new every single week. Not from us, but from a bevy of people. So go to russosbrand.com right now and subscribe. I believe you still get the first month free. Statementgames.com. Go to Statement Games. There's no sports right now. We do have UFC coming up, so I'll have some prop bets for that. But just get some traffic over there. Get that guy some advertised fucking revenue. And just even if you just go there and fucking just search around for 2 minutes, just support Statementgames.com.
Carol fucking Baskin.
Fuck Carol Baskin's fucking bitch. And I believe that's it. John, you want to get your plug in?
Yeah, sure. I'd appreciate it. This message brought to you by Fresh Mozzarella from Meat Farms. And... you can follow me on This Guy Lava Instagram and my YouTube channel.
This Guy Lava or Lava?
L-A-B-A with a B.
L-A-B-A.
This Guy Lava.
This Guy Lava.
If you're into arm wrestling.
If you're into arm wrestling, come check out my YouTube channel with my boy Ryan Bowen on Pound for Pound Arm Wrestling. Check it out. It's pretty fucking cool.
That's what Richie's favorite gay fucking movie's called. Yeah, Pound for Pound.
Oh, I love it.
You guys had to turn it into that?
That's his favorite one. All right, guys. We'll see you next Tuesday. Stay tuned. Unfiltered Marriage up next. Peace.